button, I can stop doing the stupid thing that I'm doing any moment now.
We can stop doing the stupid thing that you're doing and start the new stupid thing that we'll all be doing, which is playing a tabletop role-playing game over the internet where we pretend to be Sith apprentice accountants who were retrieving stolen goods, but we've done that now.
Well, there's someone else who has stolen goods.
Well, yes, but they're not as important.
They're not your stolen goods. Yes, you just said that, I know. You said what you said. Exactly, they're not as important. They're not your stolen goods.
And I think I just did half the recap. Hello, and welcome to GURPS Wars, where I'm not running this one.
Just move that little sucker there. Okay. Why don't I move this over here so it doesn't block what I can see?
I probably should have said, hello, and welcome to GURPS Wars. I'm not Beth. That's not Crash. That's not Ellie. And that's not Io. All of these names are for people who are here, but I'm pointing at the wrong ones.
Ugh. Did you press the button?
Oh, yeah. I pressed it when you said to press the button.
Oh, when I was slightly distracted. Excellent. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars. I've got Ellie, or Ely, because we're going to be creeping up on Halloween's at some point. And I've got Io, and I've got Crash. Did I say Crash twice? I mean, there's a lot of Crash. Never mind.
I'm beside myself.
Clearly. So
also, this episode will go live in January.
That's all right. It will be a bit of nostalgic Halloweenishness-itude.
I have to look up. I think our first Halloween special went live in January.
Halloween in January, Christmas in July. It's tradition. So, you did the recap. Does anyone else have a recap they wish? Does anyone else want to add to the recap? Since you did run across somebody. Who wants to do another recap, from their point of view, possibly in Dear Diary format?
I believe we're going to try to arrest and or stab a Sith Lord.
I like that you put it as and or. We should keep our options open.
I'm just saying we could probably swing by somewhere and like try to pick up a Justice Apprentice to join this little farce.
I think it's less of a farce now that we've gotten the children and teenagers to good locations. Now it's more of a hunt.
A hunt? That's best described as, so you ticked off like three separate spheres somehow.
And counting.
We could make it four is all I'm saying.
Look. All these different spheres want a piece of you, and we have a lightsaber. We can divvy you up properly.
Let's see. Oh, right. Last we heard, you interrogated the team, and Tuxa interrogated politely, mostly just by asking, the somewhat terrified teenager who said that Lord Rayum and Jets Crash were last in the market in Upper Section Osk Alpha.
I imagine the market is a large place. And it's far enough away that by the time we get there, they could be anywhere.
There is that.
However,
not if we go there. No, you go.
Well, it occurred to me that the market would likely have shops and therefore have people who are more inclined to maintain their security cameras.
Mm-hmm. And also have people who might have, you know, seen the targets.
And there's our and or again.
Indeed. But this is not and or.
No, we're still here.
And you are not Star Trek characters, so there are no Andorians.
So, to the market.
Anyone else have any comments about that? Lord Navari just wants to collect her droid, and she is coming along, and grump, grump, oh, grump.
It's going to be a very awkward car ride.
I mean, you people hired one, didn't you?
And Tuxa got a cab. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did we dismiss the cab or is just out there with its meter running?
And Tuxa, did you dismiss the cab or is it out there with its meter running?
Which cab are we talking about?
The one long, long ago that you people arrived in this area of town.
In my memory, we arrived on a bus. No, we followed a bus in a cab. That's right.
Yeah. Right.
You got I would have dismissed it.
And Tuxa, would you like to go shopping?
Well, it does seem something of a distraction, but I am rarely in a mood to not want to peruse the shops.
Well, I've heard of a delightful little market that was recently visited by a sip.
Enter.
Well, is it near here, or shall we call a car?
Rand looks pointedly at the GM.
Would everyone who has area knowledge of Dromenkos care to make an area knowledge roll?
I'm pretty sure I do not have that. Yeah, I do not have that.
You can make it at, what's area knowledge? Average or easy?
IQ plus zero.
Looks like easy.
IQ plus, IQ minus four for an easy, I believe. Alternatively, you can try to pull up a map.
Okay, that second
one. Rand, you made the first one, but not the second.
The second one wasn't me.
Did I hit that accidentally?
Yeah.
No, I clicked on the skill area knowledge in your roll box to see what would happen.
Oh, that looks broken then. What happens if I click on send's security roll? I roll as send.
No!
That is broken as all get. Is it because we all have access to each other's character sheets?
Probably.
Yeah, because these were made as pre-mades, but we got to pick after you made them. So that,
right.
That would make sense. Okay, so I'm assuming that is not something.
Wait, we have
access to all of... It looks like we do. It looks like I can open character sheets for the three of us, or at least
I can open character sheets for the others, but I can't edit them.
Yes, but you can roll in the character sheet. I just rolled an administration roll by Intuxa.
Well, be nice about rolling on other people's sheets for the moment, and I'll report this as an interesting potential bug.
It's not a thing I intend to abuse, but now that we know it's possible, we can make a point to avoid clicking on other people's skills in the chat.
Antuxa has made it. Sen has not made. Ran has made.
I made it by one, so I'm assuming I don't go there often, but I keep seeing the exit sign for it on the space freeway.
Yeah, the upper section Osk Alpha is... Wait a minute. No, upper is a relative term. Because lower Osk Alpha is underground. So upper Osk Alpha is kind of shrouded in skyscrapers and generally you would not want to go there as a civilian. I mean, you're a Sith now. You can go anywhere. Antuxa. You are aware of the same actual location of it, and that by market, that's quite probably a place where people set up and can sell things that might or might not have had their taxes paid on any imports, might or might not have taxes being reported. It's probably harmless enough.
This is not canon, but I imagine Rand walking in, not being a people person, and therefore saying, "Don't mind us, everyone. We're from logistics." And suddenly, there's no one else around. Space tumbleweed is blowing three blocks down the road.
Basically, Osk Alpha, Section Osk Alpha, especially in this area, is kind of a seedy part of town that, well... It exists. It would be safe enough for you people to go there. You're Sith.
So we're going to slum it, is what you're saying.
Yeah. You're going to slum it, and it's probably going to be kind of dark, and market is probably a floating market more than shops, and you are possibly being hopeful about the cameras working. On the other hand, there's probably a lot of people around.
I'm going to move my wallet from my back pocket to my front pocket.
So, exactly like certain air Coruscant.
Am I assuming you're all going to be going there?
It is the lead you have dangled in front of us.
For Grin,
I'm not splitting the party.
Please don't split the party. For Grin's and entertainment, with someone, probably Antuxa, who I think has the best admin of the lot of you, make a... Or someone bring the cab and let's just see how long it takes everyone to get to where they should be going. Made by four. You have gotten a very nice space hover SUV so that you can pack Lord Navari, who has not been told that she is Lord Zappy Zap, and her admin droid into the back of it.
I forgot as well. I was calling her that.
Yes, you can meditate on the way there. Make your meditation roll if desired.
Apparently, I can't.
Apparently, having Lord Navari, Miss Zappy Zap, in the whatever seat, possibly she called shotgun, is distracting enough that the meditation is not working very well. You will arrive.
I'm trying to focus my anger, but all I'm getting is her anger.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed help focusing her anger earlier. So, just what we need, a car ride filled with blurry anger.
Concerning, your anger is all blurred. Oh dear. Hot dogs! Yes, they're hot dogs. Okay, because I was distracted for a large chunk of time, I just... Sorry about the hasty headphone mute there. I just sneezed. Because I was a bit distracted, I'm just going to have to reuse... just toss a few of these random NPCs on. Why aren't you tossing onto this map? Excuse me? Why can I not drag and drop you? Pick your ownership, right? One moment. There we go. That's fighting with Foundry. Do not take anything into account about what these people look like, because I am reusing a generic NPC figure, and...
It's Daryl! And how is his other brother Daryl doing?
Why do these things not want to drag and drop? Foundry, what are you up to?
Now, Ellie, you know that sign is for space hot dog.
Now they're all there. What the criff? Spot dogs?
Or hot spogs. Spogs, yes.
I mean... Hot does not depend on being in space, so they can be hot, but they're obviously space dogs, so they get to be spogs.
If this recording just degenerates into, or elevates, whichever, into entomology of making everything into a space version of itself, I'm still going to enjoy editing it.
I figured. Let's see. Where are those?
The outtakes will be glorious.
No, that's not.
Should we be walking in the middle of the road?
The road is kind of a suggestion. The air cars at the side of the road, some of them are basically up on the equivalent of space concrete blocks.
Sponcrete.
So Duracrete blocks.
Yes, Duracrete blocks.
And really, I was asking for a friend. If a car tries to run me over, I think I would welcome the duel.
I mean, you'd probably win.
It'd be like judo. You just redirect it slightly.
Mm-hmm. So when you say we shouldn't read into anything about the NPC's appearances...
Please do not read anything into their appearances. They are...
Including species?
Species you can read into. Excellent. Species is fine. I should note that the various non-humans are not... What's the right word?
Human?
The sort of people who... Oh, that too. They do not look like they are necessarily free non-humans, which, you know, it's the Empire. The Empire does have its little problems, shall we say. There's a reason why the Republic evil Empire, with a certain degree of plausibility.
Ran is making a note that if Sen runs off to do something, he's going to be... No. Wait, come back. Oh, I might as well follow and help.
It is quite true that even within the Empire, there are people who are perhaps even Sith who think that certain Imperial traditions are maybe not actually great traditions. A lot of them don't talk about it because, well...
Ran's anger set him free. It's quite possible that he also thinks that his anger could set other people free as well. He has enough of it to go around.
Indeed.
And
I see.
And you get some anger. Everyone check under your seat. No, not that one. That anger's blurry. Don't touch that.
Let me just fix everybody's tokens so they aren't giants.
I might actually name this session Blurry Anger.
Okay, having done my required fighting with Foundry. And Tuxa, you are extremely overdressed for the locale, but, like, I'm sure you don't care.
No, I don't care.
Navari is sticking somewhat close to you with the attitude of someone who has never actually been in one of these locations. Presumably came from a good Sith family, and gracious, is this how the she's not quite saying it, but wow, does she look, she's thinking it.
You're cutting out.
I'm cutting out. Okay.
I wasn't hearing a lot of cutting out. Like, a little bit of a half syllable every now and then, but that
I was hearing
was
dropped words.
Huh. Let me hang up
the
and try again.
The might be coming from inside the house.
Well, let me disconnect and reconnect.
Ellie, how is Beth sounding to you?
Ta-da!
I heard a couple missed words.
Hmm.
But I understood what had been said.
That's good. Poor Antuxa, Lord Navari seems to think that you are the most civilized person here, and she would like to stay close to you because, my, there's a lot of, civilians around.
Indeed. Well,
she's not wrong.
I don't suppose that anyone here is good at seeking out force items. It took me forever to get them because I didn't just meditate and find my holocrons. I had to hunt them down and dig them up.
Oh. Apparently, we're all really good at finding things, and Sen's like, they've been right here the whole time. Look, Sam Reich is selling them.
Shall we go down the list of what everyone has apparently split up to try to look for?
Antuxa has used Force Sense, a.k.a. a tremor in the Force, because Antuxa has fancy names for her skills, and I love it. And has made it by 5. And clicking on it does not get me what I think it gets, so I'm going to make that one go away. The sense of, yes, actually, you know what holocrons feel like, because it's not like your parents don't bring them home. I mean, heck, your parents even brought home an old Jedi one once upon a time, and you're not really sure where that went. Maybe it's in the basement somewhere. Yes, you do feel holocrons, maybe up sort of northish, maybe. It's a little difficult. You're not currently detecting the disturbances of anyone in the using force abilities. You made that by 4, so you're fairly, any force use that you can detect is fairly well localized to the people you're aware of. Brant, you rolled search made by 1. Technically, that would be a roll to basically toss an area or look for an area, and doing that would be, some people might object to you tossing things out of their carts that they have set up, and then, yeah, this does look like a marketplace, and it does not look like people are selling things that are being officially sold. They probably don't have licenses for any of this, and you could get them on some, anyway.
So I rolled the wrong thing, basically.
No, we can work, it's something that can be worked with,
My search is equal to my perception. So what Ram was intending to do was looking around, assuming that he wasn't going to see, oh, look, and there's a holocron, and there's a holocron. There's a whole stack of them right here. But he was mentioning security cameras earlier, so looking for where they're located and deciding whether or not they'd be in useful places or even be used.
There's some security cams around. One of them's covered in a bag. Who knows? Maybe that one actually works.
Keeps the water out or in.
Yeah, that too. It's also pretty opaque.
It's a thermal.
You're
camera.
Actually
Oops,
far
right
enough
through it.
Yeah, you're actually far enough down in amid the understory of skyscrapers that there's actually not a lot of rain. There's a lot of moisture, but it doesn't come down so much over everything as in certain places with downspouts and whatnot. So people just kind of avoid that and, you know, put some sandbags around them and carry on. You do notice some people are looking more concerned. There are a few places that you look, you know, you're scanning the moving crowds and you look back and there's a lot fewer things under that stall. Meanwhile, Sen has made a critical success on Streetwise. Sen, what are you up to?
Is going to do the universal give me a moment gesture and disappear into the crowd. Sen is going to basically go and approach people and tell them a variation of the truth. It's almost fealty day. We need to get something for our liege. And we are absolutely desperate to get a holocron. Or, like, well, not necessarily naming holocron specifically, but, like, Sith stuff. Have you seen Sith stuff?
You get...
me glossing over all the specifics, because I figure they're going in on a whole bunch of people. And implying that they will pay anyone who might direct them to Sith stuff.
You get a few hopeful people offering things that, okay, they do look kind of old, but yeah. And then sort of going, maybe so-and-so would know something. And you go to so-and-so, and so-and-so is, you know, well, they've got some other old stuff, but maybe such-and-such would know something. And you get fairly quickly with a freaking critical success that is a 1-1-1. Someone who says, well, I don't think I've seen anything down here, my lord, but Lord Rayam might know.
Lord Rayam?
He was just here a little bit ago with some red-haired fellow. He's off, he probably went off to that away. That's not where I last saw him going. Gestures. After the kid ran off.
Mm.
Gestures to a location that is sort of off to the north of the impromptu market.
Well, worth a try. Thanks. Let me send Will tip whoever it was.
Thank you kindly, my lord. And if I find anything, you can give me a comm code. I'll can go look around for you if you want.
Here.
Very good, my lord. I'll do my best for you.
Does Ben also have business cards, or do you do it in a more traditional way than Rand does with the ones he printed?
Ben does it in a more traditional way. Gets out a little scrap of flimsy and jots it down and sort of slides it over, acting like they're really kind of not supposed to be here, but hey, it's not like anyone else here wants to be the one doing the talking.
Circling back to Antuxa and Navari. Navari is not quite doing the did you sense anything, did you sense anything, did you sense anything, at least not out loud. She is seething with contained impatience and outrage, and she wants her holocrons back.
Please remind me, did I sense anything?
You did. You sensed something to the north that felt holocronish.
Okay.
A rough northish direction. Speaking of rough.
Have no fear, my dear. There is something to the north that feels like it might be your missing holocron. But I can't say for certain. Perhaps we should wait until we have more information from those with a better connection to the people around us.
Find out if the others got any leads as well. And certainly we should group up, because if it is true that there is some kind of other Sith Lord stealing other people's Fealty Day gifts, I do suppose there should be outnumbering them. They must feel very powerful to be so brash.
After looking at the cameras, I'd probably be finding Intuxa because, let's face it, with Intuxa still wearing that gold dress canonically, and Intuxa is our rallying point. We know exactly where Intuxa is at all times, unless Intuxa does not want us to know. In which case, nobody knows.
Nobody knows where Antuxa's gone. Nobody can see through her invisibility. That doesn't scan.
So Ran would be returning after looking for cameras with some ideas for which ones might be useful. A lot of ideas for which ones aren't worth checking out. Mm-hmm. And possibly heard the tail end of that conversation. Possibly did not.
Up to you. You can make a perception roll to determine.
It depends on how loud they were talking. Missed by two. So they're stage whispering, and I still have no idea what they're talking about as I approach.
Well, obviously there's, you know, music coming from a cantina down the location, down to the south. It's fairly loud. That's, you know, got a couple of Twi'leks out there just sort of doing the, you know, invitations to come into the cantina if you want to drink something. They do not look like they are getting paid a lot for this.
They're all doing the exact same emote over and over again, because that's what they were coded for.
Pretty much. And also they're bored. Then.
Yes.
You can emerge from the crowd if you desire, or are you going after things on your own?
Sen will return to the group after they have finished playing Apprentice Who Drew the Short Straw. And will lean in and explain what they were told, which mostly amounts to he went that away, apparently.
That away is northish.
Well, then, we have a direction. Let's go wrap this up. I do believe we have a party to get to tonight.
Lord Navari rubs her hands together. Little sparks fly from her fingertips. It's like she has glitter on her hands.
All that glitters isn't a gold dress. It's also four sparks from Lord Zappy Zap.
And Tuxa, any wish to add, desire to add to the tactics?
No, I'm sure I'll think of something as we approach, but I'd prefer to see where we're going before we start making plans. Shall we?
Surely.
Various and sundry people are quietly leaving the area as Sith show up because, well.
Because they have some degree of a sense of self-preservation.
Pretty much.
It's a good instinct. Speaks well of
it. It's a good instinct. I need to make a roll, and I think I'm going to make this roll as a private GM roll. And, yeah, this is going to be, that sure is going to be, are you sensible? Are you going to do the sensible thing?
You've rolled three technically question marks, which resulted in a question mark.
I do want to duck around a corner somewhere if I can get out of line of sight of everyone for a moment.
That seems like a very plausible thing for you to be able to do. Sen turns invisible. Okay, you're all strolling northward, and as you are strolling along, a fellow of a somewhat... Why is that one not toggling visibility? I hate you. He's got a robe. He's got robes. They look like somewhat shabby, honestly, cheap robes that a lord would wear. He's definitely got red skin, like the pureblood Sith have. Steps around from behind one of the impromptu market stalls, hands on hips, and in tones, is someone looking for me, perhaps?
My, he's a bold one. Ran is not the people person of the group and really doesn't want to lead this conversation.
The people person of the group is scrolling up through 400,000 gifts to find the name of the person we're looking for.
Lord Rayam.
Lord Rayam.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so. We're looking for Lord Rayam.
Roll the die. Why won't you roll that die? Ooh, are you being annoying? There we go. You don't think you're looking for me. Well, then.
Well, we're looking for Lord Rayam. If you are Lord Rayam, then you seem to have fallen on somewhat harder times than I'd expected.
We don't all come from families that coddle us, cousin.
Oh, is that what my family is supposed to have done?
He does the looking up and down of the outfit and shrugs. What are you here for?
Holocrone, apparently.
Ah.
The woman behind me will be very displeased with me if I don't ask for that first thing.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. Somewhat incoherent with fury, Lord Navari is just sort of standing there with fists clenched and sparking lightly. The fellow blinks. The fellow is presumably Lord Revenge of the Zappy Zap, yeah. Lord Ram, presumably, blinks at her, looks back at Antuxa, and if I find these holocrons that perhaps were misplaced by someone with inadequate security, what sort of trade would be fitting for them?
Well, sorry.
I didn't mean to step over you.
No. I don't need to make my dramatic entrance now.
For the listeners at home, or wherever you're listening to this right now, Sen has taken this opportunity, while invisible, to walk around the shops in this street to be behind Lord Rayan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for starters, we might... Sorry. I don't want to step...
No, go ahead, please.
For starters, we might smudge your name on the inevitable paperwork when we're saying what happened to a Darth's belongings.
Oh, that's rather nicer than what I had in mind. I figured Lord Navari was just going to say the trade is you give us the holocron and then we don't kill you.
Yes, well, I didn't want to step on her toes.
She is doing the pant through gritted teeth. He looks over at Lord Navari and with a great show of not being concerned says, yes, but if you fight me, the holocrons, either you won't know where they've gotten off to, or they might be damaged, or both. So, are we civilized or are we brawling in the street, cousin?
Well, I do prefer to be civilized. I don't know what you prefer. I am merely acting as a go-between for Lord Navari, who is much too angry to speak for herself at the moment.
Snarl, snarl, crackle.
Here's an offer. We get the holocrons, and in about 15 minutes or so, the delayed message doesn't hit laws and justice with all the evidence we got.
Evidence? Oh, a Twi'lek. A Twi'lek apprentice. Where did you get dug up from?
Not quite accurately. And Tux is the one who's done digging in the path.
Jedi are so careless sometimes, leaving Padawans lying around where someone might pick them up and take them home.
He sneers.
Sen grins.
You people looks over to Antuxa. You associate with this thing?
Yes.
The fact that you call them a thing says a lot more about you than them. It's not a very good look.
He seethes a bit.
So how many... force points does he manage to recuperate when he does that?
Who knows? Maybe he was at full.
Well, then that was worthless. Actually,
that's an interesting question. Rand doesn't have those skills, though, does he?
No, he does not.
He doesn't have the force sense skills.
He just took MREs and throws things. That's a made it by four.
And Tuxa, for someone who is calling himself Lord, he is not doing anything active in the Force right now. He's right there. He's either muting his abilities or he's not very powerful. He could be muting his abilities. I mean, you do that when you turn invisible. That's one of the things. That's why it's in the shielding section of the skill list. He could very well be concealing his power somehow.
Rand or is else not aware he's... of any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuxa closes most of the difference between them startlingly quickly.
All right.
The attempted movement won't collide with at least one wall.
Only the fourth one.
He puts his hand, as you approach, very swiftly into a pocket, but does not take anything out of it.
Question.
Yes?
If I see him trying to put his hand into a pocket, would I be able to attempt to stop?
You would? That would certainly be considered... It would be rude. The question is, are you at the start of being rude now, or do you want to be rude later?
He called Sen a thing.
Well, yes.
That's the wrong one. I still made it by 7.
You made it by...
I made it by 7 instead of what I would have gotten if I'd rolled telekinesis other instead, which is considerably higher.
You can basically grab hold of his hand and refuse to let it drop into his pocket further than it was going. Actually, I should make you make a perception roll to notice. It is kind of dark down here in the understory of the...
I asked if it was even possible.
Yeah, I should probably ask you to do the perception roll for this. Sorry.
I missed by one. Assuming I
okay.
Can't see his hand. So.
All right, you do not see the hand there. Okay, previous roll, invalid. Boop, 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 boop. Rewind. And Tuxa, you close the distance. It does not take a perception roll for Sen to notice that the humans who are right closest to him, the one right behind him, is tensing. Like,
there appears to be a Sith showdown in front of them. This is not necessarily a tell that they're in cahoots.
It is not necessarily a tell that they're in cahoots. This is true.
Clock's ticking.
And Tuxa, with her hands behind her back, leans in. Tell me something, my lord. What happened to your force potential?
Not everyone goes around showing what they can do, especially down here.
Just a moment.
Of course.
Would you care to make, if you wish, a detect lies?
I'm not sure I have detect lies.
I did.
All right. Whoever has detect lies?
I'm assuming we're doing this sotto voce.
Depends on how close Sen wants to be for it. Sen can make a purple. He seems perfectly sincere and reasonable on you, from your point of view. It's very plausible. It's something that you would do. I mean,
of course. The holocron, anyway. You were going to take us to it
for a suitable recompense.
I think Navari is going to murder me if I agree to that. But let's go somewhere a little more private to have this conversation, shall we?
No, I think I like here much better.
Suppose it's closer to 10 minutes now?
Fine, I'll be crude. Give me credits and I will get you the holocrons.
Oh, well, all right. How many do you want?
Data pad.
Hmm?
I'm just going to, while this conversation is happening, I'm pulling out my data pad and looking up various forms.
Navari is stalking a bit further forwards to get something more of a view. Rand, you feel like there's a certain amount of danger and murderous intent at your back. It's not aimed at you, but it might be aimed through you.
I feel the hairs on my head starting to rise up from the ambient electricity. I am glad to not be wearing wool blend right now, as I would possibly murder myself for touching anything that's grounded.
So, how many do you want? I mean, I can give you like 2 credits. That would satisfy the demand, but I have a feeling that you have a number in mind.
1,000 per holocron. Navari shrieks, "What?"
Question for the GM.
Mm-hmm.
Ran is specifically looking up the various fees, ignoring the incarceration times or capital punishment penalties, but the various fees that also get imposed for a variety of the crimes that we currently have evidence for. And by we, I mean, well, and by evidence, I mean, we know this has happened, even if we can't necessarily prove it in a court of law. I'm assuming that would be administration.
Yeah.
Made it by 3.
Three.
So Rana's going to start saying, ah, yes, kidnapping children, usual fine, something 1,000 credits per child, per infraction, per day. Honey brandy, anything over 500 credits per item. The fee is this much, but yes. Well, we'd be happy to, you know, deduct that 1,000 from what you are currently going to have to owe.
You have no proof against me.
We could also cut off your legs and let Lord Navari deal with what's left of you. That is another thing that we can do. I'm sure Lord Navari would be very interested in taking the 1,000 credits per holocron out of your hide. This seems like a more amicable transaction than the other thing that you seem to be more inclined for.
We've got plenty against you.
What? And who have you been talking to who says that I've done anything except pry stolen goods out of the hands of some brat who doesn't know what they're worth? Okay, he admits they're stolen goods.
I mean, we just got confirmation from your mouth. Congratulations. Now,
I didn't take them. I didn't order them taken.
This person, I keep having to remind myself that Ran is a Sith, because I keep wanting to play him as someone that isn't a Sith. This person has called one of Ran's friends a thing. This person has kidnapped children and forced them to be criminals, lying to them, saying that they would be executed. This person has stolen honey brandy that was supposed to be delivered as a gift.
Honey brandy that Rand's master, to whom societally Rand owes certain duties of loyalty, despite the fact that he gets loaned out to Darth Chardonnay all the time. Yeah.
Yes. But the brandy was going to Darth Chardonnay. It'd be more fitting if it was a Chardonnay, because I
remember, alas,
I remember Chardonnay's name by misremembering it as Chardonnay. Ran is going to cut Rayum off as he is uttering his next thing, or at least he's going to attempt to, by holding his head still, including his jaw, and perhaps squeezing a bit. And I
made by 14.
Yes.
Bold an 8.
Not trying to make a big scene about it. Just Lord Rayum just stops talking. So it doesn't look like a huge showdown.
Oh. Well, let's see. That's a critical. I think I'm just going to, first of all, I'm going to let people have the identity. It's not actually. There we go. Bam. Display when hovered by anyone. Update token, that will be useful. And let's, not that one, reveal that to everyone. That's a 17, which is a critical failure on an int roll, IQ roll. Therefore, there's going to be a, oops, that's not, where's the, there's the measure.
His brain falls off.
Why is it doing that? No, not quite. Measurement control. Oh, that's the one. Ray template, rectangle template, erase, clear template, ray. Okay, I am actually going to use the a little modifier thing of.
Am I going to have repercussions for my actions? It looks like you're
something. I think you're going to have some repercussions for your actions.
Well, well, well.
If this isn't the repercussions for your actions, oh my.
Things are going to get interesting. It was a boring conversation anyway.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
We're all fine here. How are you?
The, all right, that's good. That's a miss. Let's see. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. I need to roll actually 1d4. Well, as you can see next to you, there's a little kiosk thing here for, you know, maps and public telephone, that kind of thing.
Alas, from it is pocket, not a cabbage vendor.
It is not a cabbage vendor, but from his pocket and through his pocket and his robe comes a blaster bolt that hits the thing that Ran is standing beside. Little kiosk thing there.
That was
as he snarls somewhat incoherently.
not a wise decision.
You know, I think I should set up a bit of, let's see, toggle combat state. Would people like to be in combat? Sure, let's roll for it.
I mean, I was going to let them choose to not be in combat, but, you know, if this is what they truly want.
Well, what he truly wants...
Navari doesn't have a basic speed set.
Navari rolled a 0.00001.
She's got a basic speed. It's right here.
Her basic speed is that of the rotation of the planet.
She did it very bad. She rolled very badly, I guess. I don't know why it doesn't... She's got a speed. I'll put her back in and re-roll that. That's better. See, she's got a speed.
Oh, now just, she goes first.
No, I like it better when she was doing lower down. We'll just ignore that. I'll just put her at the top of it for the next time.
I would like us to do a few other things before Lord Zappy Zap decides to go Zappy Zap.
Indeed. See, going last was obviously what it should have been.
I wasn't complaining. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, yes, I think it's funny, too.
The only thing I'll complain about is my inability to understand GURPS.
Well, technically, it ought to be going according to your basic speed instead of having to roll. But since the thing rolls for initiative, why the heck not? It doesn't hurt anything.
I don't think it's rolling. That is my basic speed it's displaying.
In that case, it's putting her up there because of her basic speed and probably be alphabetically because both L and N come before S.
Yeah.
And yeah, but Rayam, Lord Rayam.
His token is named Rayam, which is W.
Lord Rayon.
He's going there because of W. Anyway, he just
It may
went.
Also be that the die rolls are tiebreakers.
Yeah, that's probably what's going on. 123, 133, 134. Yeah, that looks like tiebreaking happened. Oh, Sen rolled a 13. So,
I'm
what the heck?
The admin droid is our healer because they're going last now.
Yeah, or at least it's the one that's going to be crying, oh dear, like C-3PO in the middle of a firefight.
I'm waiting for the admin droid's turn so it can go, what's the nature of the medical emergency?
It looks like it added, it was the basic speed times 100 plus dex divided by 100 plus 1d6 divided by 1,000, and then the result divided by 100.
Those are all
so
numbers.
So yes, the die was tie-breaking.
I have a request. We've been playing for over an hour. Can we take a short
break
before combat starts in earnest?
That sounds like a very good idea. Yes, definitely.
All right. Button is repressed. It is now yelling, help, help. Come see the violence inherent in the system. Which is... because Ran has lost his temper.
Indeed. Sen, you get to start.
You know what
the...
I have?
Hmm?
A reach weapon.
Oh, that's right. Don't you use a double saber or something? Or
I use a double saber, yes. I use a saber staff. And I'm going for his left arm because I'm assuming that's the one holding the gun because most purebloods are left-handed.
That is a very reasonable assumption to be making.
We find out later he was regular human and he just had a lot of body paint.
Well, I mean, in the icon, obviously you can see his right hand. So obviously the left one's in the pocket, right? Correct? Let me just
artistic liberties are a possibility.
Well, yes, artistic yeah.
That or the sign really did say hot dog.
Where's my dodge? Here's my dodge.
I'm concerned that you rolled two separate things before you found your dodge.
Oh, no, no, I was rolling. You're behind him. The question is whether he, well, detected what was going on.
I
but
am
igniting
holding
a saber.
His head still, canonically.
Yes. This doesn't mean that he can't kind of twitch around.
Well, yeah, he can turn his body, just not 180 degrees. He's not an owl.
No, he's not an owl.
I can turn his head 180 degrees. I'm not
sure. He did make his dodge, though. Yeah, you could do it. Probably. He did make his dodge. He managed to... You've got a lot of sleeve there. but his robe is not never going to be the same, unfortunately. But unfortunately, Sen, he does, in fact, eel out of the way of your attack.
Are we done pretending to be civilized beings, as I think you put it?
Technically, he would get his turn now, but, you know, he's actually the one who started all this, and Rand started all of this, and
yeah,
these people...
I started all this.
Yeah, you started it all. Yeah, you started all by grabbing him. He went pew, Sen went, Rand, let's see. He uses dodge. Rand goes, sure, we'll do Rand going next. You might want to spend, just as a comment, some amount of move getting out of the way, because behind you is Lord Navarre, and she is clearly charging up.
Yes. Hmm? I might want to be over to the side here, where these two people who haven't gotten out of the way yet, and probably have some form of blaster, are interested in joining the conversation. So maybe I don't want to be right there. Can I be here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can be there. You are quite correct. The humans who are still in this vicinity are all drawing blasters from their pockets or wherever. And Tuxa, that's their turn. They don't have fast draw.
By the way, I do want to ask, how many hexes can we move in a turn?
Or
how
that
many
would be your basic move.
Which is?
Number of hexes.
I
5.
Don't know where that. Okay. So I, even with me going over there where I could see them and then coming back to here, that was less than 5 hexes. So I would love it if that was canon, where I went around the corner, saw two people that weren't running and thought, I'm just going to be back over here.
Yes,
it was. It was Grandpa Simpson walking into the room and then walking right back out again.
Yes, that is entirely worthwhile.
Okay.
Hello, Flicker. And Tuxa, blaster just went off right past you.
I will step to Rayum's non-blaster side and lay a hand on his shoulder. I really did try to be civilized.
Ooh. Made it by 6 for...
Made it by 6.
Devour, life drain. Oh!
I believe that's a quick contest with something.
Yeah. Resisted by health, force users can use will instead.
All right, let's just see which one's better.
Please do not suck all of Lord Rayum into your body.
Wow, how much damage does that do?
Damage equal to the contested degree of success. Minimum 1.
So if that fails, should I treat the failure as adding to the degree of success, or should I treat
not.
It as 0? So just
I would
your
treat
degree
it as
of
zero.
Success.
Yeah.
Okay. I should put that in. Remind me to put that in sometime that I should put in chat, so I'll remember that I should do a if the person fails, that counts as a added 6.
Because again, dear listeners, while we are playing GURP, Star Wars is not something that was designed for GURPS. So there are custom rules.
Mm-hmm. Homebrew! And I have not necessarily memorized my own custom rules.
Space homebrew. Spomebrew.
Are we sure that it's not, you know, it's not home space brew? Home sprue?
No, you have to cut those off.
Okay. Okay, I'll take your word for it. I hear Crash laughing.
But save them, because they can be Greeblies on something else.
Yes. Anyway, yes, I have drained I have drained 6 of his hit points.
You have indeed drained 6 of his hit points.
His life away. Mm-hmm. How does he feel?
He does not feel happy, but he is not actually saying much except a sort of stifled grunt, which, well, that scores points, probably.
I imagine I have that dark side miasma special effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. Having a nice miasma effect, yes, it's all of the shadowy bits in here are, the shadows are acting very strange around you. Strange and concerning. the admin droid behind everyone goes, oh dear, oh dear. It takes a step back. Oh dear, oh dear. Does admin droid have anything remotely resembling? No, admin droid does not have anything remotely resembling skills at all. Did I forget?
It is fluent in over 6 million forms of anxiety.
That would not be wrong. Yeah, I forgot to put skills because it has no applicable skills. Okay, top of the encounter. Navari would like to throw a lightning bolt. Can Navari throw a lightning bolt? Especially since she has not really been bothering to aim very much because Rand's been in the way. Throw lightning, Navari. Throw lightning. Ooh, Navari succeeds in throwing lightning.
Does Rand. She throw it at the right person?
Well, fortunately, you're not in the way. Oh, dear. Oh, how much is that? Okay, take off the fatigue point. Here, where down goes your fatigue. She did not add what we roll here. That's a roll. He does twitch as eldritch force lightning goes past Rand's nose and impacts on Lord Rayam. Sen.
Mm-hmm.
You're up.
Oh, one moment.
And you're seeing the GURPS economy of action, where if you gang up on somebody, they generally have a really bad time. This
you cut out also a little bit. So if you gang up on somebody, you have a really time.
If you gang up on somebody, they tend to have a really bad time. This also works in reverse. If I send a whole bunch of, you know, small nibbling NPCs at you people, then you might have a bad time. But also, I'd be rolling a lot.
All the rocks on that side of the cave and move them to the other side of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
But granted, I could only do that starting at the last arc.
Sen will make a deceptive attack at -2, which, if it hits, will subtract 1 from his dodge.
All right. Okay, so dodging at a -1. Roll that and subtract the 1 from my brain. He actually succeeds. He rolled under his dodge. By 1. It is entirely possible that you have managed to swing at him while he was twitching in the wrong direction because of... Although, actually, he's been dodging a lot of things, so I think he may be penalty. Actually, I think he may hit. He may hit on that.
Would he have a penalty to dodge because I'm still holding his head stationary?
By this time, plus he's been trying to yank away from a lot of different things, so... Yeah, even with you having been moving around and possibly not been paying as much attention to what you're doing, I did not make you roll. Maybe I should have. I didn't. He's still being held. It's probably a penalty. Go ahead and roll for damage, Sen.
He might have slightly moved in the direction I was walking once or twice. That is 16 points of damage, specifically burn damage.
Mm-hmm.
Am I holding a corpse?
I'm about to find that out. That depends on exactly what sort of slash Sen was doing. There's a high probability that you may have, in fact, managed to whack someone. Actually, Sen, I do want to inquire, were you taking any precautions against possibly trying to avoid hitting somebody's pockets?
I need to make a roll about that.
Yeah. He did imply that he might be carrying the holocrons.
What do you think I should roll about that to see if I was trying to avoid pockets?
Well, let's see.
Dex?
Yeah. I mean, the other question is, were you bothering to remember?
And if you were rolling to take off a limb, that would also be avoiding pockets, usually.
That one wasn't a hit location aimed one.
Fair.
Dex by 3. Okay, what were you sort of slice were you trying for, or were you trying for a stabbity?
I was trying for something lethal. I was, in fact, trying to put a saber through, like, the center of his chest. He probably doesn't have a pocket right on the right over his chest.
Stab to the heart.
Indeed.
To blame.
You give Sith a bad name? No, that's...
No, this is kind of our reputation. This is... this is what is... what's the word for it? Expected?
Yeah. There's a reason why all of the non-combatants have been headed in the other direction away from the fort to sort of cluster them off down there. You can tell that they are not involved in this fight because, wow, are they trying to make distance? Not, and they're trying to do it without actually running, because running attracts attention sometimes. Ram's eyes roll back, and as a red saber blade comes through his chest from behind, and he would crumple, except Ran is still holding his head with the force. Ran. Ram does not get a turn because, well, he's crumpling. Ran, your turn.
I'm still holding him there because we need to know where the holocrons are, and it has now gone 100% into the domain of my friends who have psychometry.
Unless one of these thugs around who's been drawing, they drew their little blasters last round, but they might know something. You never know. But yeah, holocrons do not have blood, therefore Sin does not have bloodlust for them.
There's also Ellie's psycho killer, Keskase. Better run away.
Est. I don't know.
Keskase.
Okay. Anyway, Ran, are you doing anything in particular with your turn?
I will take a step closer to where I'm holding Lord Ram, and I'm just going to say softly, in all honesty, if you hadn't gotten children involved, this would have probably ended very differently.
It is unclear whether he hears you or not.
Yes. And then I'll say a bit louder, now we still need those holocrons, pointedly not turning to scan the area as he says it.
Let's see. I should probably do something along the lines of morale rolls. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Now it's time for the four NPCs around you, one of whom takes a couple steps back and
hits the edge of the map.
Yeah, hits the edge of the map and is holding his fire. Number two saw, well, you're all obnoxious. Actually, no, number two isn't going to run. Number two is going to shoot at Lord Navari with his Widow Blaster.
So some of them are reacting in a more intelligent way than others.
Pretty much, yes.
I do subscribe to the theory that smart isn't something that you are. It is how you do a thing. And we are seeing a bell curve here this evening.
Indeed.
Let's not talk about where on the bell curve Ran is.
Navari rolls her dodge because, well, she's a Sith. Thank you. You have things like danger sense and whatnot. And she does, in fact, dodge pew-pew. Does one have a line of sight? How? Let's find out. Yeah, that's line of sight. Because this one is also going to take a shot at the Sith. He can see who threw the line, therefore deemed to be more dangerous. Then Antuxa. Can you dodge two times, Navari? Yeah, you can probably dodge two times, but I think you're at -1.
Does she have precog parry?
Let me check. No, she does not have precog parry. She's going to just have to dodge. And she missed that dodge by 5. So
no, you can't win every time.
No, you don't win every time. Sometimes you lose that. And fortunately, it apparently only wings her in the shoulder. So you hear the angry shriek of a Sith been winged, who has gotten her outfit messed up. And it was such a nice, tidy outfit before. Oh, well.
The one who rolled to not shoot probably saved their life.
Mm-hmm. Sen. Mm-hmm. Is this your location where you basically went into a deep lunge to do a bit of stabby, or did you move closer when you...
This is my location.
Give me a perception and or danger sense. Well, they're the same thing.
That's not going to do it.
Sen does not sense danger because Sen would just say, I'm here.
Well, I think that someone may have managed to hit you with a blaster shot from basically the angle you are not looking at, because let's see, I make a ping. That guy that's sort of behind the canopy there, just to your south east, is the one who has gone pew-pew.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to apply it. I need to apply it to Sen. Sen, take a couple damage.
Okay, two damage?
Two damage.
Two damage. Cute. And here you might have lived.
And Tuxa, yours. Rame is only being held upright by apparently the Force, and not anything he's doing.
Is he dead or unconscious?
He is dying.
Okay.
You don't might do any more. You could
don't
save
do any
him
more again. Damage to him, please. I could save him if I acted now.
Yes. You have contact. You have a connection with his life force. He is dying. He will be dead in the next round if you do not do something. And Tuxa, healing made by 8. How much fatigue is that going to do, and how much healing?
It's only going to do 1 healing, just enough to stabilize him.
Okay.
My recollection is that if you get any healing at all, that's enough to pull you to stability.
I think it's reasonable enough to do with the Force. Sure, we can look it up later and I'll double check. Take whatever fatigue you need to take on that, and...
Okay, yeah, I'm spending the 2 fatigue from my energy reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I should really mark that down somewhere. I'll remember it.
Mm-hmm. He is definitely in a critical condition, and if you left him as is, might survive. He not. It's a little bit, but he's not going to be dying in the next round.
I want to get him to a point where he will survive for at least another minute, but remain unconscious.
To do that, you would probably need to heal another 3 points over what you've done. Actually, no, another 2 points. And that would manage to force enough of the heart or whatever shot that Sen got in eldritchly repairing in a somewhat fragile but stable state.
Okay. All right. Then I'll heal the other 2 points.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got plenty of fatigue.
Okay. The admin droid totters behind a step away, trying to get behind something, going, oh dear, oh dear, in the way of admin droids and 3POs everywhere. Trying to get out of the blaster range of everyone, and also out of the lightning range.
Now, understand, I am going to want that back.
Navari is going...
And, yeah, I'm not going to use any movement.
Okay, let me just make a pop-out for Navari, because I need to look at this and figure out... she is going to zap the nearer of the 2. I should do that with that. Let's roll, Vari. Let's see if that actually shows up properly. Miss Zappy Zap is going to Zappy Zap. She does, in fact, Zappy Zap. Dodge, Mr. NPC? Yes,
dodge,
yes, he does.
Or ride the lightning.
As it happens, he manages to make his dodge, and I'm going to decide that he is actually going to fling himself and probably prone. Can't set maneuver, they're too little. Okay, Sen. And Tuxa said, please don't kill him again, or don't kill him any further.
He's not the one who just shot me. I'm killing the one who just shot me.
That's fair.
Sen steps towards this one and is swing the saber through as they do, probably leaving a deep gash in the canopy.
Yeah, probably. Give your roll.
Okay, rolling at -2 for a deceptive strike. Ouch.
Critical failure. The canopy kind of collapses on you as you,
yeah,
as you were about to come through.
That's what I thought I did.
An unseen foe has tossed a net at Sen.
Well, it's sort of a plasticky roof-like canopy thing, and as they bring their saber through, apparently you hit something load-bearing because it collapses onto you as you are starting to approach, and crump.
Does it hit the attacker also, though?
From the way that this is done, I'm going to suspect probably not. Let's just see. Yeah, no. No. It hits Sen. Sen. It's fairly lightweight. I am going to do a 1d6 minus 3 for potential damage of things landing on you. Ooh, nasty. That actually gets you a couple damage. It bonks you in... You know, it apparently, like, gashes up one of your leku or something.
Okay, so you
got you
officially hit as hard as a canopy.
I believe that sends move and action. Ram, sort of oozes blood and amazingly takes a painful, ragged breath of air. Ram.
So this person to the north is just holding their action.
Holding his action, he is sort of waving his blaster around to cover people. He has not fired it, unlike the other three.
Ah.
He acts like someone who's not sure if he should be helping his buddies or running away like sensible people run away usually in the Empire when confronted with angry.
Is it possible, if I stop concentrating on force holding up Lord Rayum, that I won't just drop him to the ground and kill him?
That might be kind of a concern. Someone really ought to catch him. You can set him down gently.
I'm adjacent to him. So yes. Could I be still holding him up, but not with the force?
I'm going to say that will be your action. You could do it without a roll, okay. But it will be your action to swap that.
Here's what I want to do. I want to pull the thug to the north, so named because you named them thugs in the combat tracker.
Yes, I did.
I want to have a conversation with them, but I don't think they'll come over if I ask them nicely.
He does have a blaster.
He does have a blaster, but he hasn't used it yet, which means that of all of the thugs that are here, and Lord Rayum for that matter, he seems to be the one with the highest level of critical thinking skill. And I want him to be brought over here so that he can be the one holding up Lord Rayum while I help out Sen, which won't be this turn, but still.
If you want to catch Rayum and on the same turn, grab Thug to the North, who is now labeled Dutch, if you hover over the token. That's going to probably be a dex and a measly minus 2 penalty for the telekinesis other.
How much would the penalty be if I was just doing all this with telekinesis other?
I'm going to say this. Let's call that a minus 4. Yeah, right.
Minus 4. Okay. Then I am going to try to do it all with telekinesis other and hope that I don't crit fail.
Pretty much. You're going to
say made not by crit 10. Fail. No, made by 6 because minus 4. So
indeed. Made by 6 minus 4. Yes.
So I am attempting to pull him over in a way where the blaster is not pointing at anyone.
You're pulling him over by the blaster, which is also being pulled upwards.
That
or
works.
Something.
Yes.
He does fire into the air in a panic, but it's not clear whether he meant to do that or whether... Let's see.
Maybe. I will assume for his sake that it was the shock of the moment.
Yeah. Do you want him on this side, this hex, or do you want him on the other hex?
I want him on the other hex if possible.
That hex?
Yes.
Okay.
Ah, good. Wonderful. Be a great help. And help Lord Rayum. He is not doing quite well, and believe it or not, two of us here, I'm pointing at Intuxa and myself when I'm saying this, don't actually want him dead. He might appreciate it as well if you made sure he stayed breathing for now. Does he register this at all?
It's an interesting question. Does he register this? Let's give him a fright check, honestly. He just made his fright check. Okay, that's good.
Look, you haven't shot any of us yet. It shows that you are very wise.
Please, he stammers something. That. He stammers something. He drops the blaster. And he does, in fact, grab Lord Rayum, since you have told him to do so.
Wonderful. Stay here. I'm afraid that if you run, one of my friends will think that you're violent and try to put you down. Standing still is probably the best option.
He is holding the slumped Lord Rayam.
Okay.
I think that's yours, right?
Mm-hmm. I still have my movement, correct? Or no?
You've done some complicated things. How about half your movement?
That's okay. If you allow me, I will only ask for one hex.
But okay, which hex do you want?
This stand that is to the east of me appears to be curved. Is this the thing that fell on Sen?
Yep.
Yes.
The north half of it is on Sen. You could climb onto the south half of it if I change. The movement restriction. It has no movement restrictions. Okay.
Would that put additional weight on Sen, though?
Probably not. Or at least not much. You can vault over it.
I don't like the not much. Rand will not risk a not much where Sen is involved. Sen is already in an embarrassing situation. Having a friend walk over them after the embarrassing situation started is not going to improve anything. So you told me 5 hexes before was my base movement, and I've got half of it. So rounding down, that's 2 hexes.
Yes.
1, 2. There. I see nothing. I can literally see one enemy on the map right now, but it's a start.
Considering that I'm going to move this a little bit because you really ought to be able to see through that
what's left
thing as described. Yeah. Yeah, what's left of it.
Yeah.
How's that?
That works. I was going to say, I can't see anyone, but if he runs...
I move the wall.
I will see him. But this is also good. And I think I cannot do anything else.
I think that that's... You've done force things. You've done move things. Now it's time for...
I'm not asking you to do anything else. It's time for somebody else's turn to shine.
Okay. First up is Thug to the North, who is now named that, so to speak, who is holding Lord Rayam and looking... somewhere between panicked and the gears are grinding. The one who dodged by throwing himself flat. He's going to spend his turn picking himself up. That way I don't have to do anything. The other one is going to shoot at Lord Zappy Zap again. Gosh. And she is going to try to dodge because she is a Smith. She dodges. Thank you very much. Does she dodge this one? She does not. She fails by 5. Therefore, I find where the damage is right there. Fortunately, it's a light blaster, and she only takes another point of damage because these are like the trivial kinds. She yelps again as her outfit is more and more damaged. This is terrible. This is the absolute worst. Next down. And finally, there's the one who... is kind of panicked about Sen being right there and is going to attempt to do a pew-pew at the Sen. Here's your unbeam weapon. Thank you. Sen, do you care to make a dodge on this one?
Yes. I assume I cannot parry instead.
You have precog parry.
No, you didn't give it to me.
Well... you can buy that up at some point. Major dodge.
You're under a plastic awning and still manage to dodge a blaster bolt. We are
I mean, you are force users. Force users.
Yes.
Matic, terrible people. You manage to shift just enough that the blaster hits some of the plastic and melts a nasty little hole in it instead of melting a nasty little hole in you. Antuxa, you're up.
Antuxa, seeing that T North has taken control of Lord Rayam, flows to the south.
Did you say flows?
Yes.
That invokes a certain style of walking that I wholeheartedly approve for the visual.
Let me put it.
Nivari, darling. I'm about to demonstrate a technique that I think you might find most useful.
Force storm.
What?
Oh, the range there.
I'm going to spend a fatigue point to make that hit.
Okay.
I think the range is because you measured out distance.
Because I measured out the wall. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You are activating Force Storm. 4 points of damage to both people in the Force Storm.
Yes.
They get a dodge.
No.
They do not get a dodge. Too bad for them.
It's like dodging a fireball.
Yeah, pretty much.
Uncanny.
Well, they can try and run out of the effect. Let's see. He spent his turn standing up again. Hey, admin droid. You hear, oh dear, from fairly far down. Other people. Let's just sort of move some other people who are now leaving the location at basically top speed or otherwise hiding. That's how you know they're civilians. They're not involved and they're leaving at the top. Navari. Well, I was going to, but now I can't because I'd hit you. She goes, another, whoops, wrong one. That's a hip. Fatigue point down. Fatigue point so that she can also attempt another lightning bolt. Which, minus one range? Probably should have been more than minus one. The lightning bolt is lost amid amount of lightning that Antux is providing.
She helped. We Sen. All saw it. She helped. It's not embarrassing at all. That's how we remember it.
Yes. It's unclear whether she hits or not. Sen, you are shaking off plastic bits. Some of those are sharp, wretched things.
Well, now I have two reasons to kill you.
No one can survive to bear witness to your self-inflicted...
Getting too fancy with my deceptive strike and accidentally collapsing a canopy on myself, yes.
And this attack was made by six, so I might have gotten around this shop just in time to see someone get beheaded.
Well, somebody gets to have a dodge. That the lethal glow stick is someone missed their dodge by four. How much damage do you want to do with this, Sen?
Let's find out.
Is all an option? I think Sen would pick all.
Yes, all is definitely an option.
That's what
I say all.
Indeed, the dice say all, and this one is going to be removed from combat and, combat. What are you doing? Status effects. That's what I'm doing. Mere status effects. We'll use the lying down status effect. Collapsed.
I'm just going to lie down over here.
Yeah. Sen, are you spending any move? Doing any movement, Sen? Am I muted?
Sen is going to attempt to disentangle themselves fully from the canopy. 5, 10, 15, 2, 1, 2, 3. And so next round, maybe I can also throw lightning at people who are in a force storm.
Okay. Bram breathes. Ran.
Well, Ran can only see one combatant from here. So Ran is going to move one. And now Ran can see both of them.
Huh? One of them's a little bit hard to see.
Two.
Now you can see him.
Yeah, but Zappy Zap's in the way. Three.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which one looks worse for wear?
They both look about equally worse for wear.
Ah. Well, then I'm going to pick the one to the south. That looks like they may have only just barely managed to stand up again.
Yep.
They fell down, but they got up again.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to keep them down. You know, a wise person once said, I don't let my friends die. And they meant it as a threat.
Uh-huh.
I am going to do the worst thing that could possibly do to them. I'm going to save their life. My intention is to pull them a thug to the south. Uh-huh. You've named them thug to the south.
Well, there's thug to the north up there, and there's thug to the south.
And the other thug that is to the north of Antuxa is not named, though. So.
Not yet.
Yeah. Thug to the south, but not as far south as thug to the south.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Which is a name fitting for one of the We Free Men. But I digress. I would like to grab onto thug to the south with telekinesis other. And yank them out of the lightning, flying towards me, and have them stop with my palm on their chest. So if, for all intents and purposes, I slow down their movement with my arm. And
so you're basically going to yank them quickly and then...
And then have a word with them about possibly surrendering.
Give me your telekinesis roll. Make sure to make it by one. By about five. Yeah, a critical success. Okay, what do you if it's a crit
success, can I decide that I'm not taking their blaster with them?
I'm going to ask you to make another roll and don't crit fail it. Yeah, you
made by eight.
You have separated them from their blaster on the way.
Okay. So they're going to be in the hex directly to the left. Yes, right there. And I have my left hand on their chest because I slow. Otherwise, they would have been flying at a speed that would have done some damage had I let them continue down this road.
Possibly to both of you.
Well, if I hadn't gotten specifically in the way before doing this. Yes. I really want the lizard part of their brain to be phoning in that I am the reason that they decelerated.
Which may or may not be a good thing. We'll find out, won't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, you're wounded. You're disarmed. And there are four angry Sith here. Your best bet for survival is surrendering right now and hoping that's enough. Does that sound like a plan?
He pants with wild eyes. And is not saying anything yet. Probably because he's trying to think.
Ellie, what is this gif you have found?
Brexit!
Is that's someone who looks like they're dressed as John Constantine?
It's from Legends of Tomorrow. And that character is almost certainly doing a John Constantine bit.
Seems to be holding out one hand.
Oh, no. That may in fact be a different character than I think it is, in which case they may actually be, that is John Constantine.
Ha! Because no one else is blonde and wears a brown, like, not trench coat, but overcoat.
And is using the force or magic or something to fling things. Okay,
Well, John Constantine is, and John Constantine is the one being thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Stage thrown. Poorly. But
hilarious.
Yes. In the recording, we will have said hilarious simultaneously.
Yes.
Even if it didn't sound that way on your end.
Damien Dark is the one doing the throwing.
And let's see. That's that one. Now let's do this one. That's the one that you've grabbed. Really ought to change their actual. Huh. Strange. It didn't update the other one. The thug that you have grabbed, Ran, sort of goes, but it's not offering hugs, and that it's not trying to escape either, which is probably a good thing. Next one.
He's probably going to take a moment for his brain to catch up to his body because I did move him very fast.
You did, and being yanked around, even if you make your fright check, is not, okay, you are zapped. Let's use not manage to, you're not going to panic in a stupid way. The thug in the lightning is going to attempt to tackle Antuxa, which...
That's a decision.
That's not the smartest decision, but they missed an IQ by 4. And they lunge for her and miss. So you don't have to roll a dodge unless you feel like being fancy.
I don't.
Okay. But that's all right, because... It's your turn.
I can't do anything except continue channeling the Force Storm.
True. And does that do more damage now? Yeah, it doesn't. 3 points of damage. Okay, 3. Goes. Oh, dear. Master, are you all right? Calls the droid. Navari, back to the top, says, I'm fine. Reader, she is perhaps less fine.
She wasn't fine when she showed up. She was furious.
Yeah, pretty much. Lightning. Let's just check something here. Oh, that would actually... Yeah, she cannot actually throw lightning in a useful way, and Tux is in the way now. She just sort of adds some lightning to the whole mess, and it's not actually helping or harming particularly, because she seemed to remember at the last moment not to hit Antux. Antuxa, not a, enemy. Whoops. Sen!
One came over here.
One came over, but he didn't walk on his own power. Ran grabbed him.
Ah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I get around here?
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to stab this one.
The one that Ran just brought over?
Yes.
Whoops.
Is that not why Rand brought him over?
No, Rand
Rand's
was actually
hand
going
is
to
currently
try-
still on his chest. There's a chance you're going to cut Rand's hand off when you stab him.
Oh, aim for his leg.
Aim shot.
Yes.
I beg your pardon. I wasn't finished with him yet.
He can try to... Rand, are you holding him tightly enough that he can try to writhe around and dodge, or are you... or rather, loosely enough... Is he just sort of held there like a puppet?
He's held rather loosely. I exerted most of my control for momentum and making him drop the weapon.
He failed a dodge. Would you like to roll some damage for the left leg there? A mere 7. Okay.
At least it's self-cauterized.
Yep, it's self-cauterized, and...
How many hit points does a leg have?
He may be down a leg now.
This is episode 47, and we've finally gotten to how many hit points does a leg have?
I'm not going to do... There's actually math that one could do if one wished to, and I don't have that at my fingertips.
I'm just surprised that we got to episode 47 without asking the question before, how many hit points does a leg have? It's just not come up.
I mean, you know.
To be fair, for a significant number of the early episodes, it was more, how many points of damage does a Reuben sandwich do?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just say...
And why can't I toss a grenade out the airlock?
Yeah. All right. I'll just rename him here. Okay. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I'm just going to use it. No, that's not what I want to do. I want to actually do the thing.
By the way, Rand saying, I beg your pardon, I was not done with him yet, is canon.
Yes. He yells and flails. He's just sort of flailing around. Might hit Rand mostly because he's flailing.
Because I'm within arm's reach.
Yeah.
Unless my arm is somehow longer than an arm, which...
Nope.
is not something that actually works. By definition, my arm is not longer than an arm.
Then, Ran, go ahead and give me a dodge roll to dodge the flailing.
May I roll telekinesis self to dodge the flailing?
If it's better than your dodge, you may roll it, but you may add it to your... Do so by adding it to your dodge, the degree of success to your dodge.
I can't find my dodge. I found that first. Where's my dodge?
Okay.
It's up at the top, right under your point total.
It's
encumbrance, move, and dodge.
I'm looking in tabbed view, so I need to switch over.
Okay, I'll roll your dodge. It's at the top of your sheet.
At the top of my sheet.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be allowed to roll your dodge.
Oh, no.
Yes, please.
Roll your
please
telekinesis other first. Or telekinesis self, rather.
Yeah, which I have renamed to I Make This Look Easy.
Uh-huh.
But will I? Made by 7.
Well, you made it by 7. Okay, that's good. Now, you're in this version. Okay, yes, under your point dodge.
You cut out after your point toe. After my
pointed
point
total,
toe.
Under your point toes. Pointy toes. Do you see the encumbrance, move, and dodge thing over at the far...
Yes, now I see that.
Okay, there's your dodge. And...
Well, I see a
click the made by 7 and then click the dodge. The dodge is 9. Do you want the GM to do it? You got it there. Well, that gives you a crit. Okay, you're kind of bouncing. What are you doing with your crit success?
As he's flailing, I slide to the left and or right, depending on how much he's flailing, so that I am never impacted by him or Sen's lightsaber, which is canonically in play. I don't move my feet to do this much. I'm more just power gliding on the soles of my boots, using the force to push me left and right.
Sen, you appear to have missed your dodge. Rand has succeeded, but I see a failure on Sen. And I also see that Antux made a perception and is probably going to perceive all of this.
And I'm Bipaki-ing. Yes, I am acting like Bipaki, except I cannot take the claws of my feet, because I don't have them, and put them into the deck of the ship, because we're not on one. But otherwise, yes. I am making this look easy.
Sen, can you get another 2 points for being clipped by a very unhappy flailing thug?
To be fair, Sen brought this on themselves.
Yeah. I still don't know why you brought him over here if not to stab.
Not stab, then why?
And if not for stabbing, then why is he made of here?
Yes, exactly.
Which is not how Ran responds. I brought him over here so he could surrender. We still have questions need answering.
And Tuxa, you made your perception roll by 3 up there. What are you desiring to perceive?
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay, can I get rid of that? Is the guy next to me actually, like, is he on his feet?
Barely.
Last I heard, he tried to tackle me.
Yes, he tried to tackle you, and you've done, what, another 3? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he is extremely scorched and unhappy looking, and he's taken about 7 damage, all told, because he managed to not get hit by Vari because he's far enough away. She hasn't been aiming very well. So he is still on his feet. He is not at all happy. He is not a happy, healthy person, but he's not about to keel over and die.
You stay here and do nothing and you will survive. And then Antuxa flows back up to the north.
Okay.
You, if you move another step, you've seen what I can do.
Who are you saying that to?
The one to the north.
Ah.
Who is dragging off Lord Rayon.
He says with a certain amount of non-believability, just getting out of the way, my lord.
Yes, yes, well done. Stay alive and keep him alive. Don't forget, I've seen your face and I've felt your presence. I can find you again. And that's my turn.
Okay.
Actually, do I have... Oh, and I've still got the dark side miasma going. I'm gonna do this as intimidation.
Wow. Made by 6.
I just realized your dark side miasma and the gold dress you're wearing. You are a Sith disco ball.
Yes. I probably look pretty unsettling.
Yeah.
We hear ABBA playing as you walk around.
Yes. Yes, you do.
You're fairly intimidating there. There's a sort of cringing and non-movement from the thug to the north who just goes, nod, nod, nod. Let's see. Admin droid is going, is it over, Master? Is it over, Navari? Do you have any things that I should be? Amazingly enough, you don't. Okay. I don't have to worry about you. She is raising a hand and just sort of pointing at the unnamed thug here. I will just... There. Now, they all have names. Admittedly, they're kind of descriptive ones, but there we go.
This is why there is a kobold clan in my campaign where every kobold was named a letter of the alphabet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my dear, well, I did tell him that if he stood very still and did nothing, he would survive.
I haven't zapped him yet.
I know. I'm reminding you.
If he starts to run, then I get to zap him, right?
Of course.
Well, then.
It goes without saying.
Exactly. Sen, your turn. You have controlled your bloodlust.
I'd have
is
to channel
everyone dead or surrendered.
I'd be Captain.
Hey, where's Lord Rayon go?
Chopping holes in my prisoner.
Stop chopping holes. They didn't chop a hole in your prisoner. They just
I didn't realize it was a prisoner.
To be fair, when Ran is in combat, he still doesn't have a lightsaber out usually. So, yes. In the heat of battle, it's hard to notice.
1, 2, 3. And Took says, everything okay up there?
Oh, quite. Are we officially out of combat? Or are we...
I'm going to use this as a certain amount. I'm going to go through around, determine whether thugs are surrendering, maybe break fort or whatever.
Okay.
Ran.
Point of order. The recording is now at 2 hours... and 33 minutes.
Let me go through the final run, and then I think it will be over.
Okay.
So, I have a roll to make after combat ends.
Okay.
Ran is going to suggest that everyone gather around, perhaps around Entuxa, because Ran is not
the beacon in the night. Role.
Yes. The player knows what role Entuxa is going to have to make. Ran, in the heat of the moment, has totally forgotten about that. So Ran is suggesting that everyone just sort of coalesce at this location, because so far as the map is concerned, it's actually kind of less visible and more out of the way. We have been making quite a ruckus, and we'd have a more private conversation there now that we're done with the shooty stabby stuff. One hope. To that end, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm bringing Long John Silver with me.
Okay.
Holding him a bit more firmly so he cannot flail.
One to the north, stay still. One being held in your grasp is now just sort of moaning and clutching stump. One over there is watching Navari. Navari is not at all. Those two are in a stare down. And as you say, it's been quite a while. And Tuxi, do your final thing here?
Made by one.
Ah, yes. You do not have your post-combat shakes going on now. Combat seems to be mostly over, although there's a non-zero chance someone may or may not try to break, think that they get a chance. But, you know, this seems like it might be a reasonable place to end off, because after all, Crash does have to go to school.
I do have school in the morning, yeah.
So we should probably end.
And I have work in the morning.
First, the 5-day work. I shake my little fist.
Hey,
a 5-day work week in my 7-to-3 schedule.
I'm thrilled we have a 5-day work week. We only have that because of union.
True.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I mean, I could wish for a 4-day work week, but
I'm looking forward to a no-day work week. But that's when I retire.
Yeah.
Less than
so. Day. We'll just end off with everything right here, and I'll make afterwards. And does anyone have anything that they would like to plug?
Well, I've been reading this book about cats with human servants who, I mean, I approve of that part, but they live in this place called Ingleland, and I don't know where that is, so I can't really relate. I can't remember the author's name, though.
Perhaps if you went to Elizabeth. If you went to ElizabethMcCoy.com, you might be able to find the author.
Oh, one of these webbed sites people are always telling me to go to. Well,
indeed. It's somewhere on the Holonet. And speaking of things that might be on the Holonet.
Well, we put all these podcasts up on aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You can follow us on the Fediverse. That is aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Where you can help us keep the lights on for as little as $2 a month. That gives you access to all of these episodes as they get uploaded, as opposed to when they eventually go live. This episode, we are recording it in September, early September, and it'll go live in early January. That's our current buffer. And if you
pray, we do not alter it further. Sorry.
Yep, your prayers will not be answered. And if you do this, you will be joined. I mean, have prayers that don't get answered. Or wait, no. Support us on Patreon. If you support us on Patreon, regardless of whether or not you pray for things, you'd be joining other illustrious patrons. Nabbit, my train of thought, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Lived Roman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, that's Beth saying,
you feel lucky, you wretched little Undercity commoner. Good night, everyone.
She's getting enrichment. Isn't it nice?
It's half off. Usually it costs an arm and a leg for that. I do not say that out loud. That is not canon.
You just think it.
The player thinks it. Rand does not.
Probably.
Good night, everyone.
You see, this is the problem. Sith need more enrichment in their enclosures.
Meat pumpkins?
Yes,
we are in a shopping district. I'm sure we could pick up something.
I'm just imagining a Sith going over to a giant water bottle with a marble in the tube and drinking out of it like a hamster.
Ouch, ouch.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.